Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. So I'm old enough to remember that back in January, then White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer used his first appearance at the White House podium to issue a falsehood-riddled defense of the crowd size at President Trump's inauguration.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe.
Hashtag totally not true. Yesterday at the Emmy Awards, the same now former White House press secretary, aided by an introduction from Stephen Colbert asking about the size of the show's audience, well, Sean Spicer made a joke about it.
I mean, is there anyone who could say how big the audience is? Sean, do you know?
To witness an Emmys, period, both in person and around the world.
All that laughter and cheering was because Spicer's cameo had him rolling onto the Emmy stage on a podium similar to the one used by Melissa McCarthy on Saturday Night Live. Yay, hooray, Mr. Spicer, you can laugh at yourself. But some people, yours truly included, were not laughing. If anything, I'd say the joke is actually on Hollywood for its quick and opportunistic embrace of Spicer. And joining me now to either affirm or negate my opinion is Ty Burr. He's a film critic and cultural columnist at the Boston Globe. Hello, Ty.
Hello, Meghna. I'm just, like, tempted to keep you in suspense for as long as possible here.
Am I taking this too seriously? Because I didn't think it was funny at all.
You know, I got a laugh, and the more I thought about it, the more it just didn't sit well with me. The more it struck me as a moment like the great tousling of Donald Trump's hair by Jimmy Fallon. It's that iconic moment where you get the sense that the entertainment community, for all the lip service they give to their political beliefs, which of course has a controversial effect on the audience, whether you agree with them or not, doesn't really get out of its bubble, isn't really serious about what they say, is somehow thinking that it's all entertainment on some level. And it didn't sit well with me. I'm glad to hear that it didn't sit well with you. And, you know, maybe are we taking it too seriously? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know what? In the past, I probably would have been like, Meghna, get off your high horse, your soapbox, your whatever. You are taking this too seriously. But these are not normal times. I mean, Sean Spicer stood at the podium with the symbol of the White House behind him for six straight months and issued, you know, reality challenged after reality challenge statement. And now here we have Hollywood, like, giving him a high five and saying, ha ha. I mean, the greater criticism needs to go on Hollywood, because before the election, all the great Hollywood elites were throwing money at the Democratic Party, for better or for worse. They made a lot of money off of Spicer himself by mocking him, and now embracing him, it just feels yucky to me.
Agreed. But let us keep one thing in mind. I mean, we take our entertainers as serious political mouthpieces at our peril. And while I'm actually somebody who says, I believe that people should state their political beliefs, and if they have that forum, and they win a prize, they can use that that time to say whatever they want. I don't begrudge them that, whether I agree with it or not. But at the same time, these are people whose job is make believe. That's what they do, and there is a blurry line there. And I think especially with Stephen Colbert, who, let us not forget, was playing a part for many, many years in his previous show. And we're also, last night at the Emmys was also a celebration of a comedy show, Saturday Night Live, which hasn't been relevant in decades, all of a sudden feels like it's on the pulse of what's going on. And in fact, it's replaced the Daily Show, the Jon Stewart as, well, here's where you go to get the interpretation, the comic, ironic, but true interpretation of the news.
Yeah.
But there's still all these gray areas and blurry lines. And I think last night you saw what happens when you blur those lines. You have somebody whose job was basically 24-hour mendacity being welcomed into the fold. Well, you don't do it anymore, and we knew it was just your job. And it didn't sit well with me.
Yeah, I feel the same. You know, you do your job, but then there are certain lines, especially when, you know, your job is representing the most powerful person on planet Earth, you know, that perhaps the bar ought to be higher. But we have about 15 seconds left, Ty. What about the question of Hollywood normalizing Sean Spicer and all he did while White House press secretary?
Well, you know, that's exactly the word that was on my mind. It's not normalizing Sean Spicer. It's the creeping normalization of Donald Trump and the Trump administration. And here we are. We're coming into October. It's been 10 months. And we're getting used to it. And that's the thing that I think we should guard against.
Ty Burr, film critic and cultural columnist. And today, the affirmer of Meghna's high-minded opinion from the Boston Globe. Thanks so much, Ty.
You and me, Meghna. It's you and me.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.